The American Sign Museum is the premier institution for preserving historic signs and promoting the contributions that the sign industry makes to commerce, culture, and the American landscape. This summer, the American Sign Museum presents a three-part series, Signs and Songs, hosted by Cincinnati's favorite and maybe only living troubadour, Jake Speed, who's here in the studio, along with the American Sign Museum founder, Todd Swarmstead. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Elaine Deal. Gentlemen, welcome to WVXU.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Todd, explain how your midlife crisis project of collecting signs turned into a museum that's also an educational and event center.
Well, actually, I worked on a magazine about signs, a trade magazine for the sign industry for about 28 years. That magazine actually goes back to 1906. My great-grandfather was the editor of the first issue. The magazine's called Signs of the Times. So I kind of grew up in the sign industry, although I wasn't making signs per se.
The museum was founded in 1999. You reopened in 2005 as the American Sign Museum. And you moved to your current space in June of 2012. You're in Camp Washington. Now, where exactly is the museum?
We're in Camp Washington on Monmouth Street between Spring Grove and Coleraine. There's that new bridge that runs across the interstate over to Central Parkway.
Okay, some people look at signs as clutter. How do you see them as art?
Well, the best example to show how signs are art is to come to the museum and see some of the exquisite sign work there, particularly some of the gold leaf work from turn of the century, the hand-painted signs, the show cards. I think a picture tells a thousand words, and some examples would be even more so.
Jake Speed. Jake Speed and the Freddies, you've won multiple awards here in town. Your motto is, if you ain't good enough for the street corner, what are you good for? Your music covers American and specifically Cincinnati, Ohio Valley, Depression era, freight train and steamboat songs with a little bit of ragtime and folk and bluegrass. So when I first heard about this collaboration with Jake Speed and the Freddies and the Sign Museum, I was kind of confused about that relationship. So I went to your website and then pulled up your picture. And there in the band photo is all kinds of signs on the wall of like a general store or something.
Yeah, right. That was down in Rabahash, Kentucky, where they have a good collection of signs. Really, an idea started when I came into Todd's museum and just got blown away. He was talking about the visuals of this museum. And he didn't just have a bunch of signs on the wall hanging, you know, and it's a quiet atmosphere. He created a city in there. All the signs have context and there's neon in there. And it just seemed like a world that I always felt like I wanted to have lived in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. I mean, I know your signs go back to the turn of the century and all, but parts of the museum take me right back to that heyday of Cincinnati kind of Americana music. And I felt like, oh my gosh, I want to play music in this place, you know, and just feel taken back in time.
Is this the first time for Signs and Songs?
Well, actually, when we had our grand opening in June, I think it was 28th of 2012, the first person I thought of to have music was our own Jake Speed. So this is kind of a reunion of sorts at our five-year anniversary of being open at our new site.
There are three shows, and Jake Speed and the Freddies just played the first one a week or so ago. Coming up, you've got the Hot Magnolias and the Northern Kentucky Bluegrass Band. What time, when, where?
It's a Saturday show for July 8th with the Hot Magnolias, and they're a New Orleans-style party band. Their songs range from that 1920s kind of traditional jazz stuff to even a 1970s funky bass tunes, which made me think of King Records, because King Records was merging sounds like ours, that kind of hillbilly country folk sound, with more funk acts or early R&B acts like Hank Ballard and James Brown. And so when I was conceiving who would be performing at the series, I thought, let's kind of do a cross-section of some of the popular genres that were coming out of Cincinnati back in the 30s, 40s, and 50s. It kind of feels like where you are when you're in the museum. So then on Friday, August 11th, I got the Northern Kentucky Bluegrass Band, who's got just some of the greatest bluegrass pickers in the city. They'll be doing all kinds of tunes. Probably they'll even throw in the Foggy Mountain Breakdown, that very famous song that Flatten Scruggs recorded in Cincinnati at Herzog Studios, the one that kicks off the Bonnie and Clyde movie.
Well known.
Yeah. Everybody's heard that lick. So again, this is all happening about 7 to 9 p.m. There's a break in between. We're going to serve some drinks, some popcorn. It's going to be a kind of general admission seating type of thing. And of course, during the intermission and beforehand, afterwards, you can tour the museum and get a taste of what Todd's been building.
I also think this might be a little bit of a plug on the Over the Rhine Museum that's in its fledgling state, but they had a fundraiser and we brought out the old Aunt Maudie sign. I haven't told Jake yet, but I think that would have be honored to have that out in front when the band's playing.
Oh, yeah, now Aunt Maudie's is a little bluegrass dive in Over the Rhine that kind of led to Katie Lauer's rise to fame and a lot of other bluegrass. Earl Taylor, I think, played there. So.
I played there once when they were trying to do rock and roll. It was not a good fit.
Okay, yeah, right. I played in that actual location, but it didn't have the same vibe that I heard so much about Aunt Maudie's. So that was
your
sign.
It was great.
My guests this evening are Todd Stormstead from the American Sign Museum and Jake Speed of Freddy's fame. Jake is a certified licensed school teacher. You're going to do a little bit of talking at these programs, Signs and Songs. How do you connect the signs to Cincinnati?
Cincinnati's got this cool music history that started with King Records. When King Records first came out, led by Sid Nathan, it was a record company putting out what they call Hillbilly Records. And they had some really famous acts recording here in Cincinnati. They had the Delmore Brothers. You've probably heard this song. If you haven't, you should. It's called Blue Stay Away From Me. I'll just do a little clip of this one. Blues, stay away from me. Blues, why don't you let me be? I don't know why you keep on haunting me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, okay. So the Delmore Brothers are getting famous in the 1930s, and King Records is coming up. They're recording groups like the Stanley Brothers. You know that song, Mama Don't Allow No Bluegrass Music Around Here? It's like, Mama Don't Allow No Bluegrass Music Around Here. Mama don't allow no bluegrass music around here. We don't care what your mama don't allow. Gonna play that bluegrass anyhow. Oh, mama don't allow no bluegrass music around here. And they're doing songs like that, and everybody's buying up these records in the 30s. And then WLW came along and started promoting the Midwestern Hayride.
Mm-hmm.
They were basing that off Louisiana Hayride. And so they got this eventual TV show, radio show. It's a big success. And all these country guys from the South are moving to Cincinnati and doing recording. One guy you may have heard of, Hank Williams.
I've heard of him.
The king of country music.
My son's actually named after him.
He had to come to Cincinnati to record music because all the great sessionists were up here playing at the Midwestern Hayride. So he had to get up from Alabama and come and be like, all right, we guys make some records with me. So he made his most famous, probably breakthrough hit here in Cincinnati, the Lovesick Blues. You know this one. I got a feeling called the blues. Oh, Lord, since my baby said goodbye. Lord, I don't know what I do. All I do is sit and sigh. Oh, Lord. And it goes on like that. And so he recorded that song. He recorded My Bucket's Got a Hole in It. Remember this one? Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. I can't buy no beer. Which I have no idea what a bucket and
of beer.
I mean, that was before my day.
They'd walk up to the corner bar with their bucket and fill it up with beer.
Yeah.
It's a bucket of beer, Jake. It's
a
not
bucket
hard
of
to figure
beer.
Out.
And I guess they had holes in them. Anyway, so Hank Williams is recording his hit songs in Cincinnati, and then times are changing in the 50s and 60s come, and I think King Records wanted to stay relevant, so they are starting to book some R&B and soul and early funk groups. And of course, you know, James Brown came from here. I wonder if you know that Hank Ballard, though, before Chubby Checker got a hold of The Twist, wrote and recorded The Twist. The Twist!
The Twist, right. Come the on,
twist.
Baby.
You know what I mean? Come on, baby. Let's do The Twist. You know that one.
I
so
know that one.
There is some real Cincinnati history here, so I thought I would like to put all this together. I'll be talking about it and letting the audience know how the band that's playing kind of connected and linked back to that.
I think it's also important that you have a sign museum, you have all these objects that are just signs. What people really relate to are the stories behind the signs.
Mm-hmm.
The family business has been around four generations. And when Jake's telling these stories, it's the same kind of stories that people relate to when we do a tour of the museum and have these stories. That's what really makes it personal to everybody.
Is there a cutoff year for signs in the museum? Do they have to be a certain amount of years old?
Well, we start about turn of the century, maybe 1890s, and we go up through the late 60s. We have a few signs from the 70s, but right now it's kind of late 60s is as new as we get.
It's got to cost a certain amount of money to keep the museum open. Are you publicly funded, privately funded, volunteers? How does it all work?
We're a 501c3, a not-for-profit corp. Okay. It's kind of incredible, but we are actually able to raise money through admissions and largely events. Events are our big source of income. It's a real driver for the museum.
You're talking events like wedding receptions and bar mitzvahs and rehearsal dinners, family reunions.
Corporate events. Yeah, we do a lot. You know, anniversary party. Anything with nostalgia around and memories is always a great fit. And you don't need any decorations.
Yeah. There's that.
I mean, I think we're performing at some doctor's party there. He's having his annual fundraiser thing there. And I played at a wedding there once. So there's all kinds of stuff that would work that.
Yeah, it's a really fun, bright, colorful place. And then it has that memory factor too. So that's really nice.
One of the gazillion things that makes living in Cincinnati so much fun. My guests tonight are Jake Speed and Todd Swarmstead talking about the summer series Signs and Songs at the American Sign Museum located in Camp Washington. More information, you can link to their website through our website, wvxu.org. Todd says, signs and sign making are a fascinating reflection of America through the years. If your experience at the American Sign Museum causes you to be more aware of signs in your travels and of their value to businesses and communities, we've done our job. I think you have, gentlemen. Jake Speed, Todd Swarmstead, thank you so much for stopping by WVXU.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Elaine Deal.
I'll play a song called The Queen City Rag. Oh, I got a girl. Oh, she come from Cincinnati. I got a girl. Oh, she come from Cincinnati. Red hot carrot top. Ooh, she make me drop. She's my Queen City Queen. My Cincinnati dream. Now I got a girl, Lord, she flow like the Ohio. Ooh, I got a girl, oh, she flow like the Ohio. Riverboat, blow that steam, ooh, she make me scream. She's my Queen City Queen, my Cincinnati dream. Oh, don't give me no Carolina sunshine girl. Oh, she'll sunrise your heart way up into the clouds, and she'll sunset you right back down on the ground. Okay, I want a girl who sets my heart aglow. Oh, oh, I want a girl from Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm a Cincinnati daddy, and oh, she's my Queen City Queen.